back at it here in the No Panic Zone. You know, why not? You know, we get a wide array of voices. A wide array of voices, that way you get a pretty good cross-section of what's going on in the world. My next guest ran for president as a Republican in the primaries. I'm not sure how many ballots he made it on. He is an anti-Trump Republican. And he has put out a new ad comparing Trump and Mr. Rogers, making Mr. Rogers cry. Matt Mattern, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on the program.
So, I don't know what ballot you ever actually made it on as a Republican. What states did you run in the primaries?
I ran on 11 states, the ballots of 11 states, so, you know, a fairly wide cross-section of the country.
And what do you do normally? I mean, give us some background. Tell us who you are. Why did you run for president? Why would you do that?
Sure.
What did you accomplish?
Well, I did it because I've been a Republican pretty much all my adult life and voted for Reagan and every president who was a Republican from there all the way up through 2016 was the first time I hadn't voted for a Republican for president. I didn't vote for Hillary, but I voted for the independent at that time because I believed that Trump was a disaster for the Republican Party and for the country, and that he would take the country and the party in the wrong direction, and I believe that he has. So,
in what way? I'd like to hear this because, you know, I'm not a Republican, but I would like to hear in what ways he's taken the country in the wrong direction, in your opinion. Give me examples.
Sure. You can take a look at our standing around the world, and, you know, he hasn't criticized our adversary, the Russian government, and Putin. He has cozied up to him when our national intelligence agencies have said that Putin was interfering with the 2016
election. In fairness, Matt, that's pretty weak. I mean, in fairness, that's pretty weak. I mean, he's got Middle East peace deals, the first two in two generations. He's bringing us home from Iraq and Iran. And the what does cozying up mean? Fact of the matter is, Russia is in worse shape financially now because of the American energy renaissance than it's been in my entire lifetime. It's a mid-major power, really. And okay, so he's trying to be friendly with Putin. Most people would consider, you know, having good relations with the Russians, who's not our enemy, unless we're at war that I'm unaware of. Can you explain that?
Well, I mean, the Russian government essentially invading the Ukraine is not the act of a friend. The Russian government putting bounties on American troops.
That was proven to be that was disproven and debunked. Matt, come on, you can do better than that.
Who was it debunked by, Steve? I haven't heard the debunking part.
As the Democrats would say, every intelligence agency. There's no validity to the fact that the Russians were putting bounties on American heads. Or the intelligence community came back with that response. But what about peace deals in the Middle East? Hold on. What about peace deals in the Middle East?
What about, is that what you're saying?
What about the United States USMCA, the First Step Act, the Right to Try Act, the idea of putting a fence at the southern border, which seems to be working? It's, 350 miles and growing every day. Tax savings. What about opportunity zones, 9,000 of them in communities that are underserved for black and brown individuals? What about those? You don't like any of these ideas.
I like the idea of empowerment zones, but I don't like the idea of Trump and his cronies getting those credits for putting up luxury condos in Miami or Manhattan or things of that nature.
Well, that's not his ruling. That's local politicians. And then your beef is with local politicians and how they treat all developers. That's not Donald Trump.
No, that's the Treasury Department, Steve, giving breaks to billionaire friends of President Trump to build projects that are not empowerment zones, and it's a giveaway to people who are already wealthy, which are not benefiting or helping.
I don't know about that. So let me ask you this: do you think that the judges that the president has put out there, conservative judges, 225 and counting, somewhere in that zone, including a new new Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who will be confirmed to the Supreme Court next week. Good or bad?
Well, you don't lump 215 people into the good or bad category in one fell swoop. But, you know, the judges that President Trump has appointed are not the measure of whether or not he should be president. I mean, you look at things that are also
the measure for some people.
Such as the environment, where he's rolled back regulation that protect the environment, the fuel economy standards, things like that. That have
he has done more with the Great American Outdoor package that he put together for those that hunt and fish and use the federal lands of America is the greatest step forward for those conservationists in this nation in 100 years.
I don't think that's the case. He's opening up environmental lands for mining and other things which are going to be really harmful to public lands. I mean, you look at what he's doing near the border area, the Boundary Waters area in Minnesota, opening up that reserve to some mining interests, which are not going to benefit that very delicate environmental region. Because President Trump really doesn't care about it. He's talking about, well, extracting the wealth from the ground. We have to let that be our first priority. Well, I disagree with that. I don't think we need to do that in order to be a wealthy country.
We could
pivot away from that.
Resources are a part of the reason that America is
what it is. Cleaner energy economy and still outperform the other countries in the world.
Natural resources is one of the reasons that America is what America is. We have the greatest abundance of natural resources of any piece of real estate in the world. Are you voting for Joe Biden?
That isn't what.
Say that again.
I am voting for Joe Biden because.
So you're really not a Republican. You're
for the country.
You're just a socialist like the rest of them, then, Matt. But I appreciate it. I got to run. I do. I appreciate it. I mean, because nobody would vote for Joe Biden that has a clear conscience or a functioning, idea of what America really is. Matt, I greatly appreciate it. Matt Matern, we'll be right back.